poll, majority of independents say Anthony Fauci should resign. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2022. A majority of independents, as well as Republicans, believe Dr. Anthony Fauci should resign from his role in leading the government's response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, a convention of states/Trafalgar Group survey released Monday found. The survey asked, "Do you believe Dr. Fauci should resign his position and role in leading the government's COVID-19 response to allow new leadership?" Across the board, while 53.7% said he should not resign, 46.3% said he should. Democrats, predictably, overwhelmingly say he should not resign from his leadership post, 82.5%. However, a majority of independents, 58.9%, said he should, as did 76.6% of Republicans. The survey, taken January 12 to 14, 2022, among 1,081 respondents, has a margin of error of +2.98%. The survey follows nearly 2 years of flip-flops from the White House chief medical advisor, as he initially dismissed the use of masks, admitting that the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material in a February 2020 email. The year prior to the pandemic, Fauci dismissed masks as a paranoid tool, only to later advocate double masking. Throughout it all, Fauci has denied funding gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, effectively changing the definition to suit his purposes. Despite that, the National Institute of Health, NIH, sent a letter to House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, on October 20, showing that an NIH grant which was awarded to EcoHealth Alliance and then sub-awarded to the Wuhan lab, funded a research project during 2018 and 2019 that tested if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model, as Breitbart News reported. Fauci is reportedly the highest-paid employee in the entire federal government, making $417,608 in 2019.